Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. Well, since we are emotional beings and our emotions can have an impact actually on our children, so it's really important to control our emotions as parents. So, Professor Naqvi, what do you say about that, parents talking about their emotions?
So, the anger we were talking about, if we can manage our anger, control it through the rational faculty, the intellect that we have, and to subdue it and make it subservient to the intellect, and use it where it is required, and it expresses itself in the form of courage.
Yeah.
That's the equilibrium. In anger, you have two extremes. When you carry the extreme, there are two extremes. One extreme, one becomes very much afraid. He can't go alone in the dark.
Okay.
That's the lower. He's afraid of the dark. He's afraid of the graveyard.
Yeah.
So that is the one extreme of that faculty of anger.
Yeah.
And the other extreme is where he becomes reckless. He takes people become reckless, carrying out things which are maybe they want to show off themselves, show off their superhuman strength, carrying out feats of how we call them. When you talk about maybe this worldwide wrestling championships that you have, they start kicking each other, killing each other as if they're boxing them to death. That's recklessness. Okay. Or fast driving.
All right.
Or maybe doing things which are very... So that's the other extreme that is there. But the equilibrium, when the intellect commands the anger and controls the anger, a person becomes courageous. He has the courage to act properly in every situation.
Yeah. Since you quoted Imam Ali al-Islam in the previous session, since we started this anger, you actually take me back to the noble Imam, Imam Ali al-Islam, wherein he was in one of the wars and he was very dominant on the opposite force, and the person, when he spits on the face of Imam Ali al-Islam, he stops the war over there. And then he says, "You were about to kill me. What stopped you?" And then Imam replies that the war became personal now. It's not for Islam now. No, it's if I kill you, it's for personal revenge.
Of course, I have an observation to make in this very important. I mean, this is a very pertinent example that you have given. That when Imam Ali alayhi salam, the noble Imam, as you said, subdued the enemy, Amr ibn Abdiwad, he was subdued.
Yeah.
And he was being, Imam Ali was going to chop off his head, maybe kill him.
Yeah.
But he carried out this very
act,
lowly act of spitting in the face of Imam Ali. And Imam Ali stops and then takes a round and comes back and then carries out this killing of the enemy, that was the act on behalf of Allah Almighty. It was for the sake of Allah Almighty. And he did not want to show that there was even a fraction of feelings personal feelings involved
in
that action.
Wars.
He wanted to carry it out in the purest and most sincerest way possible.
Yeah,
that was an act of courage.
Exactly, and
it was not recklessness. But let mind you, I feel it's very. I would say that Imam Ali was so courageous that he was had because we have hadith. Courage is controlling of anger, controlling of your.
True.
He had complete control of his emotions.
True.
This is very important. This is very, very important in our emotional controlling of ourselves or of our children. Imam Ali was the master of his emotions. There was no problem with that. He just did not want people to think that he was going to kill him because of a personal issue.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he was completely in command of himself.
Exactly.
Even if he had killed that person, that the enemy, well, was threatening Islam, was threatening the Holy Prophet, if he had killed him at that very spot when he spat in the face of the noble Imam, even that would have been without any doubt with pure sincerity.
Yeah. But here's a big lesson for us.
But he just wanted to show and give an example to people.
Exactly.
Look, if you are faced with a situation where you feel that you're doing something not for the sake of Allah, but for the sake of yourself and for expressing your emotions or feelings or answering the call of your emotions, to stop and take a breath and step back.
All right.
And he was giving a lesson in self-control. So yes, very important, a very good example that you gave. So anger management is becoming courageous.
Yeah, we'll talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the control of emotions. First of all, parents need to have that emotional control themselves, and then that's how they can teach that to their children. We have Professor Nakawi with us. Yes.
Yes, thank you. So, control of emotions, as Imam Ali mentioned in that hadith, it has been quoted that he said that subdue your emotions and control them through the intellect.
Yeah.
That is something godly. That is from the heavens. That is from the angels. Animal instincts are from are worldly things. They are requirements of the world. You have to have that anger. There's a self-defense mechanism there, but it has to be managed so that you become courageous.
There's also one more hadith that says, kill your anger with silence, from Imam Ali.
Yes, that's the technique of doing so, exactly.
So can we teach our children, like, if you feel like angry at some places, just don't say anything.
Keep silent. Keep silent. Control your tongue. Sit down or stand up. Start taking deep breaths. That's techniques of controlling.
Those are techniques.
But before that is the intellectual understanding that, look, what am I going to do? I hope I'm not going to do something which is for my own personal gain.
Okay.
I'm doing this. I want to set an example. I want to show him the right path. I want to tell my child to do what is right for the sake of Allah. And I'm doing it for the sake of myself.
So you're basically trying to say whatever our emotions are, whatever the level of our emotions is, be that a level of wherein we have a different set of feelings and it comes out sometimes as abuse or something. You're trying to say even our feelings, when we are trying to express them, it should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right.
And when you sit for Allah Almighty, when you have that background in your mind,
the supreme power,
the whole bigger picture, reflect on that bigger picture. Go back to the bigger picture. Where do you stand?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about how to control your emotions, and we're first talking about how parents can control that so that they can teach their children with their own practice how to have a control on their emotional development, how to control the different forms of feelings and emotions. Yes.
Yes, we were talking about the emotions, and the second type of emotions pertains to the desires we have, the love for the food we have, love for things which are required for our clothes, our food, our things which protect us.
True.
Which sustain us. Okay. We need these things.
Yeah.
If we want to live in this world, and we have to do so in a proper way, we have to take care of these things.
Yeah.
But it has to be under the command of the intellect. What I eat, is it eating for the sake of living, or is it living for the sake of eating?
Okay, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference. I need to eat to live. I'm not living to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because animals...
Then you're as good as an animal.
So are eating, what is it halal or haram? Is it appropriate or not? Is it does it have nutritional value or not? Is it going to make me fat? Is it going to make me whatever, obese? Or is it...
So you can just hold the hand of your child, take him out to the environment, make him show like the cats are eating, the dogs are eating, different animals are eating, and there's a difference between their eating and your eating.
Exactly. It has to be with understanding.
Yeah.
With the knowledge, the background there, the pure intentions. You have to do it yourself, control you. So this lusts and desires, they also have two extremes, and one state of equilibrium, yeah, which is called chastity, iffah.
Okay.
That as in the case of anger, we call it courage or shaja'a.
True.
Here we have iffah.
Okay.
Or chastity.
Okay.
And all of this under the, again, the intellect also has two extremes. Okay. And there's the equilibrium that is called hikmah.
All right.
And when a person has hikmah, wisdom, courage, chastity, iffah, he becomes an adil, a just person, a person who is a good person, a person who is a salih person.
Okay.
Who is salih.
All right.
Who has all these things, equilibriums.
All right.
Wisdom, courage, and chastity.
Chastity. All right. So we came to a conclusion that if there is anger, you even want to show off your anger, it should come out as courage. Like Lady Zainab, give her sermons in between Kufians, in between the people of Kufa, and she showed her courage through her words with her anger. Her anger was actually reflecting her courage. And there are so many stories wherein we can see if there are desires, lust within us, that can end up as chastity and wisdom as well. Thank you so much, Professor Nakave, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. You can go to the tab, Call of Islam, and out there you can search Islamic Upbringing, and you'll find all our episodes over there. Thank you so much for being with us once again. And in case you have any questions, you have any issues, you have any... anything you want to ask about the Islamic upbringing of your children, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanillah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all.